You're the One That I Want, a Gossip Girl novel, written by Cecily Von Ziegesar and read by Edwina Wren. At the other end of the promenade, Serena Vanderwoodsen was eating a fudgesicle and minding her own business when she spotted her two best friends on a park bench, devouring each other's faces and looking like an advertisement for true love. Serena sighed, walking slowly as she licked fudgy drips from the popsicle stick. If only true love was something you could buy. Not that she hadn't had a gazillion boyfriends who were totally crazy in love with her and totally fun. There was Purse, the French boy who chased her in a little orange convertible all over Europe. Then there was Guy, the English lord who'd wanted to elope with her to Barbados. Conrad, the boy up at boarding school in New Hampshire, who'd kept her up till dawn smoking cigars. Dan Humphrey, the morbid poet, who never could find the right metaphor for her. Flo, the rock star turned stalker, not that she really minded being stalked by someone that hot and famous. And Nate Archibald, the boy she'd lost her virginity to and would love forever, but only as a friend. And that was just the short list. Still, she had never had that one true love, the kind of love Blair and Nate had. She tossed the remains of her ice cream into a trash can and quickened her pace, her pink terry cloth Mela flip-flops slapping noisily on the paved walkway, her long pale blonde hair streaming out behind her, and her short gray pleated Constance Billard uniform flouncing against her endlessly long legs. As she drew near, the boys cavorting around Bethesda Fountain and skateboarding up and down the promenade pressed their inner pause buttons and turned to gape. Serena, Serena, Serena. She was everything they'd ever wanted. Not that they'd ever have the guts to even say hi to her. "Why don't you guys just get a room at the Mandarin? It's only a few blocks away," Serena joked when she reached her friends on the bench. Nate and Blair looked up with happy, dazed expressions on their faces. "Did you do the thing?" Serena asked Blair, in that way only best friends can understand. "Uh-huh," Blair nodded. "I didn't talk for very long, though, because Nate was totally listening." "Was not," Nate protested. Serena glanced at Nate. "I just wanted to make sure Blair wasn't freaking out too much. I should have known you'd be able to calm her down." Blair took a sip of lemonade. "Did you hear anything yet?" Serena swiped the lemonade away from her. "No, for the 50th time today, I didn't hear anything yet,"